How you doing?
Pop it up in here.
Kick it for a juice, innit?
Oh, I took a wrong mic, sorry.
Musical chairs. You know, this is when we need to have a TV show.
Ah, you don't.
Okay. Can you hear yourself?
She does not
she
need
that. She must hear herself.
Oh,
thank
juice,
you
innit?
Very much. You must hear yourself. Just put the socket in there.
Elrat. Give for a juice, innit?
No, of course.
Of course.
The green one with the nice stuff that's good for you.
Oh, the green one.
In the morning.
Oh, wow.
And there won't be any hair issues, or what?
The children.
Look, I apparently already like the blue eyes.
Yes,
so, you know.
And your children will be called Becky. You know.
God,
so welcome, most hated black woman in South Africa.
But
thank
your
you
family will miss out on Lobola.
They will. No, you're a law abiding citizen.
You must be strong.
It'll just be the ring.
Oh my gosh.
Not about me.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the book. Rato.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
The most hated black woman in South Africa. Do you own that?
I think I do, according to the Twitterverse.
What does the Twitterverse say? Not that we respect it.
The Twitterverse, and I think most people, besides the people in the Twitterverse. And so, first of all, let me say good morning, Metro FM listeners. Thank you.
Good morning, Lerato Shabalala, publisher.
Lerato
Lerato. 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 So I'm a contradiction in every way that you can imagine, like the book itself.
But you're a confident contradiction.
Yeah, of course,
I love it.
Because we all are, like this country of ours. That's what we are.
On the cover.
So people read an excerpt of a 2,000 word chapter that was scrunched into 800 with a title that was chosen by somebody who needed to sell a paper.
Yes.
The title is called Rome Could Have Been Built in a Day, but the builders moved the deadline. That's the title of the chapter. Mm-hmm. The blue eyes and the thing that was to sell papers.
Yes.
That entire extract is missing about 1,400 words more.
So you're saying context.
So context. Mm-hmm. So when you are reading it, yes, of course, it sounds like repetitive, vapid nonsense because most of it is not there. The book itself has a lot of humor. People who have read it will say that it has a lot of humor as much as it is provocative. So what was missing, and look, I'm not trying to say the Sunday Times. I've worked with the Sunday Times. I edited the lifestyle section for 4.5 years. Mm. So I totally understand. They are not here for the sensitivities. If they were, why did I write the book? So the thing was to create what has happened right now so I could talk about the book, because remember, there are 17 chapters. It's a body of work, not 800 words.
We'll
get to that question, Mal. Just talking about the book. The book is called The Way I See It.
Yes.
It goes on to say, the musings of a black woman in the Rainbow Nation, Lerato Tshabalala, warning, guaranteed to offend.
So why did you write the book?
Well, I wrote a column a couple of years ago, and look, what I'm hoping to do is also read some of the bits from the original. I wrote a column when I was leaving the Sunday Times to go work at True Love magazine as the editor in 2011. I thought, you know what? I'm leaving. These people can't fire me. I had a column called Urban Miss. And I thought, they can't fire me. I'm already leaving, so I might as well write what I like. And I wrote a column called The 15 Things That White People Should Know About Black People.
Break it down.
Okay. I tell white people that we can swim. Okay. Mm. This is possible for black people to swim. Unat, I believe you swim. Do you swim? I hear you swim.
I look my way.
I swim very well. I did the doozy.
Yes. I think you're black. Aren't you black?
Very.
Okay. So moving on.
Yes.
The publishers of Penguin Random House then called me up and they said, listen, we want you to write something like this. Something in your face, something that's going to get people talking, that's going to start a conversation, but also be constructive.
Yeah.
Okay. So unfortunately, when you are doing an extract, it's beyond your control as an author.
Yeah.
So I said to them, listen, I will do it, but then I want to write the way I speak.
Yes.
First of all.
Yeah.
And then two, I want to write in the language that I speak, because I can guarantee you that most people in this room, and there's about six of us here, when we leave here and the mics are off, there's some F's thrown in here and there. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to be as close to reality as I possibly, you know, as I possibly could be. So that was the premise of it. The intention for me was to do, and I saw when people were, a lot of people were attacking me and a lot of people were supporting me, but the people were attacking me saying, who is Lerato Tshabalala? I am a journalist, first of all, okay? Mm-hmm. I've had a column, I've edited magazines, newspapers, I have written for Marie Claire, for Oprah. That is who I am. I am a journalist. And what do journalists do? They tell you the truth.
So, Larat, I was saying to these guys here, the team here.
I'm shocked we're not mojos right now.
No, yeah. Okay. That you probably, you know, your book, I mean, what I've read so far is that you're talking about things that we say behind closed doors that people are scared to say.
Exactly.
Like I was saying, how sometimes car guys annoy me.
Yes.
You know, like calling me boss.
Exactly.
You know.
Ah, I'm Lungu, I'm Gunja, I need chief. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? If the situation wasn't like this, you probably wouldn't even greet me. But the fact that you helped me to get some parking or get out of an awkward situation, I'll give you a tip.
Exactly. You need to
without
do
you having
something.
To greet me. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, and that's what people misunderstood, is that I put my money where my mouth is. I actually put my money into black businesses. But I don't put my money into black businesses because they are black businesses.
No.
It's because they are excellent. And when I cannot find somebody who's black, then I'm going to go to somebody who's white. But I have to put my money where my mouth is. And I want to challenge everybody who was like, yeah, well, you know, you're self-hating. I can count, and I will, and I'll tell you who on a monthly basis, black people that I spend money with, where I do my hair, where I do my nails, where I buy my clothes. You need to do the same thing, because when you do well, I do well. But we need to stop this thing of not giving other black people money. You know, we don't want somebody to be better than us. And you know what, listen, we do need somebody to be better than us, because we don't have influence in this country. Black people make up 87% of this country, but who has the financial control? It's only 8.9% of the population. How do you fix that? By
That's
saying
crazy.
This is what is wrong.
That's
you
crazy.
Cannot treat a symptom that you do not diagnose. Even when you go to the doctor, they say, Glenn, what is wrong with you? You say what it is, and then they say, "How? This is how I can get you to be better."
Yeah.
We absolutely, absolutely cannot only talk about things when we don't get to the point of what is wrong with them. You know, I want to say, and this is what I want to say to everybody, James Baldwin, who is an American author and a gay rights activist, said that not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing that is excuse me, not everything. So you see, now Mel is taking a picture of me. So I'm having a vanity moment.
A girl moment. No, you look Baldwin,
so James Baldwin said, not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed that
it's
is
not faced. I've got
so
you.
So that's what I want to say. I want to say, we have to say, okay, see a flop.
Yeah.
But here are 10 other people who do really well.
Yeah.
And we are here as black people, and it's hard. And I understand why people are mad, because it's hard to be black in South Africa at the moment.
It's very hard.
And the reason why it is because of generalizations. And that's why I put them out there, because they're already out there.
Yeah.
We are already saying it. So let's say it, and then let's start a constructive conversation.
So when we come back from the ads, I want us to go into something. Because what I love about the book is, as Glenn was saying, you cover things that we all talk about in private, and sometimes we're too guarded or too jaded or too considered to ever think of discussing them on a public platform. The one I love, please can we get back to it? She writes
without reading our book.
She writes.
Thank
she
you,
says,
Glenn, please.
I'm gonna have to censor you though. She says.
Yeah, because I use some F words, guys.
And some S words.
Yes.
She's on some.
Let's go.
Ari. If you're horny for your man, for example, don't put that ish on Instagram. Kumakave, stop it. And we don't need to know. Call him.
Yeah.
Send him a picture of yourself clad in lingerie. Open the brackets. Hide your face, girl.
Get your life.
As you don't want to be a victim of revenge porn. Should things sour between the two of you. I want us to talk about that when we come back. Because, like, people like,
but it's hard dating in Joburg. But not it's hard.
Joburg, it's a global phenomenon.
Oh, no, right. That's true.
26 after 6.
More local music. More often. Metro FM.
There are obviously some topics that are very important to you.
Yeah.
Why was this one regarding sexual intimacy displayed publicly important to you as part of content to cover?
because the most people who are affected by HIV and AIDS in this country are black women, and I'm a black woman. And so everything that happens to black women, whether it's on Instagram or whether we do it to ourselves, and that it, you know, reflects on me. And I think we need to be, especially when we consider violence, sexual violence, and even violence in general against women and children, you understand the importance of actually bringing out those issues. But to take it to the serious issue, I have to make you laugh.
Sure.
And by making you laugh, I have to say, please, Bandla, don't tell us about your sex capades. Please, please, just wait. And the sexual chapter, my mother texted me on Sunday. She's like, Danam, I just want you to know that I'm reading chapter 3.
And what was your rhetoric?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mom.
Just, I'm so sorry.
But you know what it is? You're empowering women. And I think, you know, sexuality is a conversation we didn't have with our mothers.
Yeah.
We never did. You know, at the very best, it was with our older sisters or our peers. And it's just breaking the chain, breaking the cycle. And I think that's the wonderful thing about your book, is that yes, they will chastise you, people will try and victimize you, yes, people will read with the intention to be argumentative,
yeah,
and not the intention to understand,
yeah,
but you forgive them.
Yeah, exactly.
You must.
And that's what I say in the book, is that part of writing this book was us having a conversation and listening to each other, and listening not with the intent to reply, but with the intent to understand.
No, that's a big thing to ask. It's 6:31 on Metro FM. We're going to the headlines.
More local music, more often. Metro FM.
Lorato, okay, she's from Soweto, okay. Lorato, you'll find in Bloemfontein. Thanks.
Not Lira. Salutations.
Oh, does it rub you the wrong way?
It really does. I'm not Lira. I'm Lerato.
Lerato, ne?
I'm not
the
Lira.
Book is called The Way I See It. Me, once they're done with you, ne, you must tell me about Friends with Benefits.
Let's go. We're listening.
I'm interested in that one.
Slippery slope. That slippery slope of Friends with Benefits.
Yes.
You see, I have a very dodgy dating history, which is documented quite...
I need to hear this in silence with my bad ring.
I have a very dodgy dating history, which is well documented in the way
I
see it. Yes.
Okay.
And I think that many other sisters like me, who on the way to finding Mr. Right, have had to find Mr. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the flesh is weak. We have needs as people. And that's one of the things I go into the book about Friends with Benefits. I'd love to read it to you, but maybe when you can...
Juano and Juanong, it's cold.
Yeah, it's winter.
It's winter.
Hey, boo. If you haven't gotten that from a guy, you know, from a year ago, who hasn't said, hey, boo. Hey, stranger.
Yeah. There's a Jacques the poet tweets, probing question would be great for Natty and Glenn, at least pretend to be objective. Please, could you advise us how we can be more professional and objective in your view, Jacques?
In my view?
No, in his view.
In your view.
Glenn,
okay,
and I are not being objective enough in this interview, so we need to ask more probing questions. So I'm asking Jacques to inspire us. Give us the probing question you would like us to ask, which would make us come across as more objective. Sorry for interjecting. We were talking about Friends with Benefits.
Yes,
and your dodgy past.
Yes, yes. What we need to tell people is that this book does not only talk about black service providers.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about sex. It talks about money. It talks about love. I cover all kinds of subjects and topics, and that's why Glenn spoke about car guards, because I speak about my dislike and just confoundment with car guards, and I know I'm not the only one. So what you read once again was 800 words of a 2,000 word chapter of a 17 chapter book.
So, you know, blacks are angry with you,
yes,
because you ousted them in terms of service providers. Whites are angry with you because you've spoken about your past at Sunday Times and all of that stuff, and having to answer to white people who patronize you and your qualification.
Yes.
Who is not angry at you?
Answer.
At the
It appears like who's not angry with you, and
who's
whilst you're answering that question, are you comfortable with your truth?
who's not angry with me is the person who knows that to move forward, they have to tell the truth. And the truth is one of the hardest things you can ever face, whether it's within yourself, if you don't like yourself, if you think you're overweight, if, you know, whatever it is that you don't like, you have to face it first with yourself. And the truth, what did Jack Nicholson say? You can't handle the truth. You don't want the truth.
Yeah.
So the people who are not angry are the people who are like, ish, but we have 90. Done some dodgy things as black people. So how do we move forward? And how do you move forward is to be on time, is to not finish the bridesmaids' dresses while they're on the body of the people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It is not to be dodgy when I'm now calling you to say, where is this? You're not answering me. It's not when I'm a black service provider for you to say, why are you saying 20,000, but so-and-so can do it for me for 5,000. You want quality. You gotta pay for it.
Someone tweeted that earlier on, and they were saying that they
pay me.
Well, Mutsepe G_Mutsepe was saying the thing is black people ask for discounts when supporting black businesses.
Exactly.
This needs to change.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Unachi, but you know, so and so can do it for me for however much. But you want it well. And what I say, what's not there in the context is that I got in those situations because I was being cheap.
Yeah.
So I went for people who were not great, who then did my, basically painted my pool blue and left, and it was green again.
Yeah.
And until I learned the lesson, and it was hard for me because I come from a 3-roomed house in Maryland. I am the product of a teenage mother.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like not to have money.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like to think, let me cut corners so I can save some money.
Yeah.
But cutting corners only ends up making you like spend more money.
Yeah.
So we have to be also steely as black people and say, no, pay me.
Mm.
But you know, I mean, like I say, when I say many things about white people too. I mean, one of the things I said in the original column that I speak about is, please don't call us sissy girlfriend, you know, all of those things, white women.
Squeezer.
We know you're squeezer. Please, man, we don't want that. We're not that. When we do that to each other, it's because, you know, we're black. We know you're trying to sound hip, trying to sound cool, trying to sound down. It's all good.
Mm.
But
it's as offensive as when Americans arrive and they're like, I'm home, I'm exactly. in the motherland.
Mm. You talk about, you've just spoken about, you know, being aware of money and how you spend it and where you come from. A lot of people have said that you're being classist, that you're looking down on people who have less than, and that because you're now in maybe a different economic level, that you're looking down on people in your book. What's your counter to that argument?
No, I'm not. I think black people, and that's one of the things I say here in the chapter about how we got to start calling domestic workers helpers.
Mm.
It's because we are uncomfortable with the fact that we are now moving up. We're becoming a class as opposed to a color. There are people who live in Sandton, who drive Porsches, whose children go to a particular school. All of those people could be different colors. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
We struggle with the fact that we're now moving forward. For black people, having money means you're leaving everything behind. We're so used to suffering that the moment we do well, we struggle with it. Do you know what I mean? And what I have learned is that when you are familiar with people who are there to give you a service,
mm-hmm.
is that then they're like, yo, Lerato, would you cut again? That's why you gained weight. See. You must watch yourself. So in order not for that to happen, I have to create parameters. And do I pay people well? Yeah, I could respect the hell out of you, but do I pay you well? And a lot of people who work in the service industry will tell you that black people are known not to tip.
Mm.
I've always tipped. So yeah, you can say, yeah, hey, putwami, and sound more down than me, but I'm actually paying that person to do what they do. I'm grateful for it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We are misunderstanding that fairness is not about me trying to respect you. Fairness is about saying, I actually respect you as a human being, which is why I'm going to pay you for what you do and pay you well, whether you are cleaning my house or not. Do we have to be friends while you're doing that?
No.
Not really. But I have to pay you well because you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
So where do we get this book of yours?
Ooh, my book is available across the country.
Because you are published by Penguin.
Random. So I'm going to gonna look for it in Morningside.
Yes, please.
Morningside today.
Yeah, Morningside. Yeah. But you can also look for it in Soweto, in Vereeniging.
No, I went to Soweto on Friday. It's far.
Is it far? No. Yeah, I know you need to bring food and water to come
I
to my people.
I was there yesterday. It's not far.
Stop that, Ken. I was there yesterday. It's not
and
far.
And it is 216. The book is available as an e-book if you're outside of South Africa, because Metro FM does stream all over the world.
No,
no deals.
So I could have gone anywhere, and I wanted to be here for a reason. So Unati,
yes.
You asked me about my truth, right?
Yes.
And whether I stand by my truth.
Yeah, and okay. Are you comfortable with it?
And am I comfortable with my truth? One of the things Beyonce says in her song Freedom is that she won't let her freedom rot in hell.
No.
And somebody like me who went to school in a township and finds themselves having written a book is a sign that miracles do happen. And so when I'm given the opportunity to say something, I need to say something. I cannot let my freedom rot in hell by sitting on the sideline and saying, no, I'm going to be polite. If I had done that, none of y'all would be talking about this book.
Yeah.
And part of the agenda, you know, when actually they say, you want to hide money from a black person, you hide it inside a book.
We
and
read.
I'm saying, if you want to hide an agenda, you put it inside a book, and my agenda is get it together, black person. So here's what I'm going to tell you, and I'm not just black person, South African in general, because I get everybody here. I get white people and everybody. But my truth is that I'm a work in progress, that I'm a black woman in South Africa, which means I'm at the bottom of the pecking order. I mean, UCT still does not have, I think, more than one black woman on their staff in terms of lecturers. So those are things in the pecking order of things. As a black woman, I'm right at the end. So now I'm aware of my truth, but also I am a writer and a journalist. And what I need to do is destabilize things, start a conversation. And nobody says it better. And please, I need to read this to you. So I'm a hip-hop fan. You're going to see the references when you read the magazine. I mean, excuse me, you can tell a magazine called.
Yeah.
When you read my book,
trust
which
me,
is called The Way
there.
I See It. Jay-Z, in his documentary, Made in America, says this. And this
I
is at the heart of what I'm saying. Jay-Z says, my responsibility is to be as open and honest with myself as possible and let that radiate to the people. My job is to use my voice. And if someone connects to that or feels they can relate to those ideas and thoughts, then that's amazing for me. But my job is to find a place of truth and to tell that truth.
Do you
and
know
that's
what?
My job.
So Meadowlands where?
Zone 10.
Me zone 2.
Yeah. Really?
We're right in the street.
Kind of fire, baby. That's where we're from. So that is my truth.
Thanks, ne? I'll buy a book and make you rich.
And in closing, Jacques the poet did tweet the question, why does Lerato think white equals good service and black equals bad service by default? Lerato does not think that.
Yeah,
you read an extract of 200 words out of a book that is 2,000 that was quoted out of context because the Sunday Times needs to sell papers, but also the Sunday Times is her previous employee that she wrote about that they're not happy about. So why don't you read the book so you
which
know
is why
what
I look
saying.
Like my Elmin Strel.
And we do tip.
We do tip.
By the way, brother.
And in the words, swim.
And in the words of Beyonce, don't quit running. You must keep running because winners never quit on themselves.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Jamaku.